The first reading today, we hear a situation that really is quite disturbing, and that is that the Jewish people decided to be a bunch of Gentiles, decided that being pagans and fitting in was a better thing than being able to live as God had told them to live. And some of the stuff doesn't sound so bad to us. That is, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem. It's like, cool, they built a basketball court. No, that is not what happened. Let's just say the word gymnasium means naked seed. I will say no more than that, other than the fact that they had to cover over the mark of their circumcision. Why would they need to do that if they were playing basketball? Well, they weren't playing basketball. And so all of these Gentile customs come along. And the king then declares that everyone should be one people, everyone abandoning their particular customs, everyone should conform to what the king wants. This is where we're headed right now. They have everything all worked out for the one world religion, got it all set up for a one world government. That's where we're going. Each one of us is going to have to ask a pretty serious question of ourselves. Am I going along with it? Or am I going to say no to this nonsense? Right now, the vast majority of Catholics would apostatize. Sadly, we'd have to say the same about the bishops and the priests. That's a really tragic thing to say. And while we'd all like to be able to say, oh, I would never do that, we don't know. Hopefully we would never do that. But the only way that we can be sure that we're not going to do that is if we've got our prayer life in good order and we are truly set on being united with Jesus. It's the only way. Now, I should also make very clear, in this new religion that they want, they're going to talk all about Jesus. So you can say, oh, but look, they have Jesus. No, they don't. They're giving them lip service. It's sort of like that New Age concept of Christ consciousness. You are the Christ. Isn't that cool? No, we're not. And so again, we need to be clear. We need to make the distinctions, but it's something that the vast majority of people are going to go along with, and we're going to get caught by saying, but everybody else is doing it. I have to fit in. I've got to be like everyone else. Really? So ask yourself, is that what you're already doing? Then how are you going to say no when they pull this nonsense? That's why we need to be saying now that I need to live my life for the Lord. And that means I'm going to be a little different than most people. And it means I'm going to be rejected by people. That's okay. But then you even have to take it to the next step. Because it says, I mean, again, think of what this says. Many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. That's all they were being asked to do at that point. They obviously were asked to do a lot of other things, but at that point, just eat a piece of pork. Does that sound so bad? They said they preferred to die rather than to be defiled. And die they did. Now ask yourself, what if I'm just asked to just deny certain things? Just say that, well, that's okay, you don't have to believe all that. I mean, maybe Jesus is really just symbolic. Maybe he's not really in the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe the Mass really isn't the sacrifice of Jesus. Maybe, yeah, you know, it's not that bad, is it? Yeah, it is. It's apostasy. To deny Jesus Christ is apostasy. We can say, well, I'm not going to deny him. If we don't speak the truth about our Lord, then we're denying him. And so maybe as we look at ourselves, we need to learn from this blind man in the gospel. And we need to say, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. When he says, what do you want me to do for you? Say, I want insight. Nobody here is blind that I can see today. But it's the spiritual blindness that we need to have lifted. We need insight. We need to see clearly the truth. And we need to be committed to that truth. Little by little by little, we have been being conformed intentionally. And we just keep trying to find a middle ground. We want to find a compromise so that we can get along with everyone. Look at what it cost the Jewish people. When they compromised, they didn't have the truth anymore. And that again is a point that I've made to you before, and it's a point we need to remember. If you're looking at it, just use a mathematical truth. If you're saying 2 + 2 = 4, and someone else says, no, 2 + 2 = 6, and then they say, well, how about if we just compromise then? Let's just both say 2 + 2 = 5. Well, they came closer to the truth, and you don't have it anymore because you just gave it away. You had the truth, but you compromised it, so you no longer have the truth. You are a Catholic. You have been given the fullness of the truth. Contrary to what was said over in Rome just last week, that no one possesses the truth, the Catholic Church has said over and over and over again, and it says in the Second Vatican Council documents, the fullness of the truth subsists only in the Catholic Church. That's not trying to be arrogant. That's not trying to say we've got it, nobody else does. It's to say Jesus Christ founded one church. He promised her the Holy Spirit to lead her into all truth. He promised he would remain with her all days until the end of time. There is only one. That doesn't say that we're somehow as people better than somebody else, because we're not. We need to remember that God chooses the weak, God chooses the lowborn, God chooses the ones who are unexpected. So he chose us. He couldn't find anyone worse. He picked us. Count your blessings. If you were worse than you are, you'd be a priest. And if a priest was worse than he was, he'd be a bishop. So that's the way it works. So God chose us all because we're not the ones that the world would choose. Thanks be to God. So if we're not the ones the world would choose, why do we want to compromise with the world? Why do we want to be like the worldly? God chose us out of the world so that we could be saints. And we're going to have a glorious opportunity. It's not going to be fun. As it said, that they preferred to die rather than to defile themselves or to profane the Holy Covenant. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. Well, we're going to be able to say that about the church. Are you ready? It's not there quite yet. So we've got some time to prepare, but we need to be ready. Get your prayer life in order. Make a determination. Are you willing to die rather than to sin? Are you willing to die rather than to deny Jesus? Are you willing to die rather than compromise the faith? Or are you going to go along? Compromise is the way of America. That's not the way of God. So that's the kind of choice each one of us is going to have to make. And they're going to try to impose it. They've been doing it for a long time, and little by little we just keep chipping away. But we're seeing more and more the movement against the faith. Tragically, most of it's coming from Rome. And so we need to be ready. We need to brace ourselves. But it's not something we can do by ourselves. We're too weak. Only by the grace of God can we do this. So we absolutely must learn to depend on the Lord. It is the only way. So make your determination and then look inside your heart and ask the question, if I'm going to be able to do this, what needs to be adjusted? Beg our Lord for that spiritual insight. Make the adjustments and live your faith. Love God with your whole heart and soul and strength.